Although the current economic recession is a nationwide problem, Michigan has been particularly hard hit, and unemployment levels in the state have risen dramatically in recent months. On this edition of The Graduate School Presents, J. Kenneth White, Associate Professor of Management at Michigan State University, discusses research into ways of bringing Michigan back into a full employment situation.
The project's in its third year is originally envisioned as a four-year project. And at the beginning, there was a lot of research being done at the Michigan Department of Labor, evaluating legislation and policies. And I think there was a perceived need there that the analysis and the research was not comparable. They could analyze one piece of legislation with one set of assumptions, a separate piece with a second set of assumptions. And so they couldn't really compare alternative policies that were already available. So I think there was a perceived need to have a systematic framework for doing policy analysis that allowed timely analysis and allowed comparable analysis, at least comparable assumptions, so that at least the assumptions could be common from analysis to analysis, and you could compare policy alternatives. And there was that need, plus there was, in the evolutionary stages, the Full Employment Planning Act, and they saw a need to have even more policy analysis capability if that act indeed did come down and get passed as it did.
What does the Full Employment Act call for?
It calls for the governor to submit annually to the legislature a comprehensive plan to increase the employment opportunities in the state with primary emphasis on unsubsidized employment in the private sector, but falling back on subsidized employment and other alternatives where necessary to achieve a substantially higher level of employment than the state's been typically has.
Is there any specific goal as for level of employment?
No, I think they've avoided a specific goal because in the past they've had difficulty when they've nailed one down, so I think this so far they've avoided putting a specific number on it.
What kinds of proposals have you looked at then?
We've looked at some that are quite specific pieces of legislation, such as tax credit for hiring additional workers beyond an employer's traditional labor force, tax credits for hiring people who are currently filing unemployment insurance claims, legislation that would shorten the work week and therefore hopefully spread the work around. We've looked at programs to increase the productivity of the entire labor force, or at least increase the productivity of those who have the most difficulty finding jobs. We've looked at proposals dealing with the job search process and helping employees find jobs sooner, or helping employers fill their vacancies sooner. We've looked at what would happen to employment if retirement patterns change, such that people retired earlier or people retired later.
Was one of the variables you looked at the current slump in the automobile industry?
We've looked at a lot of policies dealing with the cyclic behavior of the Michigan economy. A lot of that is attributed to the fact we're so dominated by automobiles and consumer durables. And consumer durables are always vulnerable in a downturn, and automobiles are extra vulnerable because of the current energy situation. We've looked a lot at various policies that would stabilize fluctuations in employment over the business cycle, which has indirect implications, but not specifically focusing on autos per se.
Judging by the proposals that you've seen, what would you say were the chances for substantially lowering the unemployment rate in Michigan with this program?
Well, I think the plan is certainly going to be handicapped by the fact that, as you can read in the paper every day, the state's budget is under such a severe crunch that anything in the plan that requires any outlay of state funds is going to come under very close scrutiny, and all probability will have to be postponed until state revenues go up. So I think it's certainly a handicap there for the very first plan to run into the very worst financial position the state's been in a long time, and that's going to limit some of the things, especially those that require outlays of state funds as opposed to federal funds. We've got some unique things happening in the Michigan economy that are working against any kind of program, and what I think is probably a reasonably good program. So it may be a sort of a catch-22 question. Maybe a very effective program would be one that could stop our unemployment from getting worse given the unique things that are happening in the state. So I hate to blame this program if it didn't have substantial reduction in employment because of the unique things happening in the state.
J. Kenneth White, Associate Professor of Management at Michigan State University, on this edition of The Graduate School Presents. For the Michigan State University Tape Network, this has been John Nielsen.